You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
NFL Total Access is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. It's Monday, June 5th, and you are listening to NFL Total Access, the podcast. Welcome back, NFL fans, on a day in which we will honor both an NFL great and the great NFL team she represented with grace and passion for the past seven decades. The NFL great is the incomparable Norma Hunt, who has passed away at the age of 85. The NFL team that she helped raise and shepherd is the Kansas City Chiefs, who just today, quite fittingly, made their Super Bowl winners' visit to the White House in Washington, D.C. So, Yogs, let's find a piece of music that befits a woman who is the only woman to have attended every single Super Bowl. From Super Bowl I, January 15th, 1967, at the L.A. Coliseum, a game in which Norma Hunt's Chiefs lost to Bart Starr and the Green Bay Packers.
3, 2, 1, that's it. The gun's down. And Vince Lombardi being congratulated. Kansas City gave him a tough ball game in the first half, but Green Bay dominating in the second half on Bart Starr's pinpoint passing and that great Green Bay defense.
3 years later, she was at Tulane Stadium in New Orleans, Louisiana. It was January 11th, 1970, when her Chiefs, led by head coach Hank Stram and quarterback Len Dawson, held the prohibitive favorite, the Minnesota Vikings, to a mere 7 points in the Chiefs' very first Super Bowl win, final score 23-7.
They are not going to get another play underway, and Hank Stram is just being taken off out of the field to greet his victorious Kansas City Chiefs, who did the job here today. The gun goes off, the end of the game. The Kansas City defense picked off 4 passes, picked up 2 fumbles, and you just can't turn the ball over that many times to a fine professional football team without it hurting you. It did here today to the Minnesota Vikings.
That was Super Bowl IV. Norma Hunt waited 50 years for the Chiefs' second NFL title in Super Bowl 54. The Magic Man, Patrick Mahomes, was the MVP. Chiefs' opponents that day at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida, the San Francisco 49ers. The final score, 31-20.
The game is over, and the Chiefs' kingdom has firmly planted its flag on top of football's highest summit. The Kansas City Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 54.
And in her 57th and final Super Bowl, Mrs. Hunt watched her Chiefs win yet again, this time in that memorable, that epic encounter over the Philadelphia Eagles. The site was Glendale, Arizona. The score was 38-35.
On are thrown. It's incomplete. It's incomplete. Everyone, everyone who claims the Chiefs Kingdom will raise a banner above the National Football League again. For the second time in four seasons, the Lombardi Trophy has a red and gold reflection.
Norma Hunt was the classic American matriarch. She married her husband, the legendary Lamar Hunt, in 1964. Lamar had been the principal founder of the AFL, the American Football League. That happened only 5 years before, in 1959. Norma Hunt would have two children with Lamar, Daniel and Clark, the current chairman and CEO of the Chiefs organization. The Hunt family released a statement on Chiefs.com saying, "Our family is deeply saddened by the passing of our mother, Norma. She was a wonderful mother and an extraordinary woman who will be dearly missed by all who knew her. Kind, generous, and unfailingly positive, Mom was one of a kind. Her joy and zeal for life were infectious. She loved caring for others, and she always had an encouraging word. She was a loyal friend, the consummate hostess, and she had a rare ability to make everyone she encountered feel valued and at ease. Mom was steadfastly devoted to her family and fiercely passionate about her family's sports teams. She was by our father Lamar's side every step of the way, from the merger of the AFL and the NFL to the formation of Major League Soccer, World Championship Tennis, and the North American Soccer League, and their founding investment in the Chicago Bulls. She was the only person we knew who rivaled his love of sports. The two of them found such joy together, whether at home or in stadium stands around the world. This February, she attended her 57th and final Super Bowl and watched her beloved Chiefs hoist the Lombardi Trophy for a third time. It was a fitting conclusion to her streak as the only woman to attend every Super Bowl. Her quiet yet deep faith sustained her throughout her life, and we take great comfort knowing that she is home with the Lord. She will be greatly missed by our family, the extended Chiefs and FC Dallas families, and by everyone who knew her." That rare ability you just heard about to make everyone she encountered feel valued and at ease extended to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who had this to say earlier today: "The entire NFL family is deeply saddened by the passing of Norma Hunt, who was a significant presence in the NFL for the last seven decades. I was fortunate to know Norma for nearly 40 years, Goodell said, and was always struck by her warmth and grace, her partnership with Lamar, and her pride in their family. Norma's sense of family extended to the Chiefs organization, which she greatly adored. Norma was one of the most passionate fans of the Chiefs and the NFL, and understood and enjoyed every aspect of the game. She loved being around the team and referred to the players as real-life superheroes. Norma attended every Super Bowl ever played, including the two recent Chiefs victories, and was the only woman to do so. Norma's role in football was highlighted recently in the documentary appropriately entitled A Lifetime of Sundays. Norma's place in NFL history will forever be remembered by the Chiefs organization and the entire league. We extend our deepest condolences to Clark and the entire Hunt family and the many people whose lives she impacted during her remarkable life."
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to NFL Total Access, the podcast, on a day in which we are celebrating the life of Norma Hunt, the only woman to have attended every Super Bowl, including Super Bowl 57, when Andy Reid was able to celebrate with his now famous tagline.
How about those?
Today, on this very day, Mrs. Hunt was conspicuous in her absence at the White House in the nation's capital when Chiefs players and coaches were hosted by President Joe Biden, who welcomed Andy Reid back for the second time in 4 years.
We also know that we're missing one of the most loyal Chiefs fans that there ever was, Norma Hunt, who passed away this weekend. I'd like to suggest a moment of silence. You know, Norma was known as the First Lady of Football. She attended every single Super Bowl in history, all 57, including the past one where her Chiefs won. And Jill and I send our condolences to the entire Hunt family, including their son and current CEO chief of the Chiefs, Clark Hunt.
We appreciate everything that you guys have asked, and we've had a great time. Great unity builder. I think you're taking that from this. Our hearts are out for the Hunt family. Clark wasn't able to make it today, obviously, with Norma passing away. But I could just picture her with Lamar up in heaven. You know, I just see that, and they're united again. I think it's awesome.
Norma Hunt, not far from anyone's thoughts in the kingdom today. I'd like to share some thoughts shared at the White House earlier. Coming up, you'll hear from Patrick Mahomes, but we'll start with Chiefs President Mark Donovan.
Today, our entire organization is mourning the passing of our matriarch. Norma Hunt was an amazing woman. And our hearts, our thoughts, our prayers are with the entire Hunt family. Norma was a joyful soul. She loved her Chiefs. She was really proud of this team and really proud that they had the opportunity to be here today. I can tell you from personal experience, there was no one better to celebrate a championship with than Norma Hunt. And I know for a fact that she wants us to celebrate today.
It was tough, I think, for all of us, especially the ones of us that really got to know Norma and how special she was and how she helped create this organization and put her stamp on it. And I think that's why it's such a great organization to be a part of. And so, obviously, we wish she was here and she got to experience this with us. But we're glad that we kind of got to celebrate her by being here today. I think there's no better way to celebrate her than having the Lamar Hunt Trophy, having the Super Bowl Trophy, and being at the White House showing how great the Kansas City Chiefs organization is.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is NFL Total Access, the podcast. I'm your host, NFL Network senior writer Andrew Levy, and today we honor the life of Norma Hunt, the widow of Chiefs founder Lamar Hunt. Norma Hunt has passed away at the age of 85. Patrick Mahomes, one of so many to share their thoughts on Twitter today, number 15, writing, "Mrs. Norma was the best. Glad to be a part of this special organization she helped build. She will be missed. Prayers to the entire Hunt family." Tyrann Mathieu said, "RIP Norma Hunt. My thoughts and prayers go out to the Hunt family." Thoughts and prayers also coming from Tony Gonzalez, who said he was sad to hear about the passing of Norma Hunt. Troy Aikman remembers someone he calls an incredible woman who, like her late husband Lamar, leaves a lasting legacy. And Colts owner Jim Irsay said, "Rest in peace, Norma Hunt. So sad to see this legendary lady leave us." Well, that legendary lady was featured in an incredible documentary called A Lifetime of Sundays, mentioned by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell in his statement. We are honored to be able to share some of that now. This is A Lifetime of Sundays.
I saw the first 40 with Lamar, and we just had the best time.
Well, let's take a look at these. Super Bowl I, not a lot of people can say they've been to that. You can.
The league is going just a little ways, right?
And she enjoys the whole weekend. The parties.
You know your rookie card is the most expensive football card, right?
So $350,000.
Really? Oh, that's not bad.
She loves every last bit of it.
We come to Kansas City.
We will.
We're really fun to watch.
I know. And especially with Patrick.
You betcha. Lamar predicted that this game would become the most important sporting event in America. Wow! To be able to see this event every year is just a gift.
These are my favorite special effects.
He was in the hospital bed, and he just wanted to talk to me and my brother about a couple things. And he started off with, "I need you to keep your mom's Super Bowl streak going. You promised me you'll take her.
Don't let her quit." And he passed away in December, and at that time the Super Bowl was in January, and he was very afraid that I would be too sad to go to the Super Bowl.
Tonight's honorary captains are Mrs. Norma Hunt, the wife of the late football visionary Lamar Hunt.
But because he told them that he wanted me to keep going, I have kept going. And so I hope I'm able to keep going the rest of the way.
He cared so much about the game and cared so much about her and knew how important it was to her.
My mom loves keeping her streak alive because it is honoring Dad and what he came up with at the Super Bowl, and she had a hand in it.
Those were selections from the NFL Films documentary, A Lifetime of Sundays. I highly recommend that you find it and that you watch it. It is worth your time, and in my estimation, it should be compulsory viewing for any NFL fan. It is necessary that we have a deeper understanding of the role extraordinary women like Norma Hunt have played in the formation and the proliferation of the NFL. NFL Total Access, the podcast, offers our gratitude to Norma Hunt for her enormous contribution to the NFL and this game we love so much. We send our condolences to the Hunt family, to the Chiefs organization, and to the great fans of Chiefs Kingdom. Till next time, take care of you, take care of your crew, and ciao for now. NFL Total Access is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.